Music in today's program is Lily Wolf via Jamendo.com. From Tampa, Florida, I'm Nell Abram. Thanks for listening.
This is WEFT Champaign 90.1. Free Speech Radio News is every Friday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio. Smile Politely Radio is coming up next. Set for Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and The Bachelor Pad at 10. Listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local, arts, culture, food and drink, music, opinion, tech, and much, much more. I'm your co-host Rebecca, and I'm joined in the studio by Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi there. How are we doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I enjoyed that little country fight before we got to get our first Friday in October kicked.
Exactly. Yeah. We just heard the Polkaholics, who are playing at the third annual Oktoberfest on Saturday, October 10th. And we're going to talk about Oktoberfest and all the dangers of Polkaholism. And fun parts, as well with Janice McAteer, who is the Director of Development at the Developmental Services Center. Lots of development happening. how are you, Janice?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good. So to get us started, can you tell us a little bit about the first couple of years that took place with Oktoberfest?
Sure. I will start off by saying the community was so, so good to us the first year because we really were hoping for 500 people. And we were kind of set up to be able to run 500 people, and we ended up with about 2,500 people.
Wow. Fantastic.
So the lines were really long. We learned a whole lot. I think the community understood that it was a first-year event and gave us that wide berth that was necessary as we were kind of learning. But I will say that for the organization, for DSC, we raised $20,000 that year. So we solved a lot of problems behind the scenes, and hopefully people had a really good time, and they must have, because the second year, which was obviously just last year, we had about 3,400, 3,500 people come. And we increased what we did. We kind of introduced a children's area last year. And every year we try to bring another branch of authenticness to this event. And so we did that with some of the food last year. And people responded really, really well again. And we were able to raise about $40,000 for DSC last year. So we felt really, really good about that. So, and here we are in 2015, year three.
Will you double again this year? Is that your goal?
You know what? I hope that is. That is, we're going to say that is the goal. How is that?
That it never sounds hurts. Wonderful.
You know, they say, what, shoot for the moon and land on the star. So.
So can you give us a rundown about what people can experience at this year's Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Besides the Polkaholics.
Yes.
I remember being amazing last year. So.
You know, the music is really amazing. Kind of the nuts and bolts of it. The time is from 3 to midnight, and it's $5 to get in. So those are two of the most important pieces of information. One thing that's really new this year, we're going to have a defined children's time, which obviously kids can stay longer. But from 3 to 6, there's all kinds of kids' activities going on. And that definitely is going to look and feel a little bit different than what it did in previous years. But the band is still going to Die Music Meisters, who are back for the now. This is their third year with us, too. They will start at 4 o'clock this year. So we're starting them an hour earlier to kind of allow people to come out and enjoy a little bit earlier in the day, maybe have dinner with us. And let those kids play as far as families are concerned. So that's a big deal this year.
That's great. Where are the stages going to be this year?
Same place as last year. So as you can kind of orient yourself, if you're looking north, standing in that parking lot right in front of the Orpheum, over to your left, or what would be the west side, is where the stage will be. And so really, you know, that's the other thing. The first year, we really, you know, you just kind of go with what you think is going to work and you learn a lot. So last year, we changed a lot of the way that layout looked, and it worked really, really well. So people can expect kind of the same layout as far as where the beer tent was, the food tent, and then the music tent. That's all going to look very, very similar this year.
Okay, so it's Oktoberfest, and we've talked about the food, but most people, what they're looking for at Oktoberfest is good beers. So talk a little bit about that. Who's going to be here this year?
You know, we're back again with the Blind Pig. Those guys started out year one with us, and so we're so appreciative of that because they took lots of risk with us that first year, but joined us last year and is back again as Triptych, J.T. Walker from Mahomet, and then Distill as well, obviously right across the street. Our friends at Orange and Blue, though, and Marketplace Selection, which is actually from Peoria, they help to fill in on those German brews that are, you know, really authentic for Oktoberfest, but aren't brewed here locally. But really, our focus is the local brews. And so all those brewers have been working really hard to get something. They have Oktoberfest. There's all different kinds of things that are going to appeal to everybody.
Can you give us some of the highlights for brews that people can taste?
The Oktoberfest, for sure. One thing we're trying to do this year, one thing we have found is that there are still people that come that want your light beer. And so there's going to be some Pilsners that are going to be able to answer that for folks. But there's also going to be Doppelbocks and things that are a little bit deeper and stronger that are what more people think of as a fall kind of brew, besides, you know, several of the places are going to have an Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned there's going to be good food, and what goes better with good beer than good food? So talk a little bit about
pretzels.
That for us. Yes, of course. Real Bavarian pretzels,
yes.
like great-grandma used to make.
Oh, that must have been delicious. starting out, we've stayed again local, and so White Horse from over in Urbana, those folks make authentic cheeses and actually they produce from a business that they own that's stationed in California, but they actually produce most of the sausages for Oktoberfest throughout the United States. And sometimes I think that we don't realize some of the reach that businesses in our community have, but that's one that they have. So their sausages are absolutely authentic German and are delicious. So they're going to have some of the hot sausages as well as cold sausages. One complaint, we all love this as being Midwesterners, is people wanted buns. They really wanted buns. So the second year we thought, well, let's try it again and see if we can kind of give people that real authentic flair. And we heard we want buns. So this year we are going
to adapt to your crowd.
Exactly. The carbs are essential part.
It is. And think about it. It is easy to walk around with a sausage in a bun. So that is something that we're addressing. So those guys are going to have all their wonderful things again, as well as with the sauerkraut and all the wonderful mustard. Even their mustard is so good. And then Chester's Barbecue, they have really taken hold with us. And the first year they came out and they just did what they do. And then last year we said, can you step it up and do something a little German? So they did schnitzel on a stick that went over really, really well. And this year they're doing half chickens. He's gotten a rotisserie and they're doing half chickens, which is extraordinarily authentic. So we're excited about that. Cream and Flutter is doing gingerbread heart cookies that are going to be on a necklace that will be distributed around that people can buy.
So you can adorn yourself with food
and
wander around while you're eating it. This sounds like the perfect event.
That is what they do in Germany. So we are mimicking that. And, you know, they'll have Prost, which is cheers. They'll have different things on the heart cookies. And then really cool, too, in the children's area, Cream and Flutter is also doing small gingerbread or ginger heart cookies where the kids can decorate them themselves and make what they want to make and then take home to eat or eat there.
That's awesome. Speaking of the kids area, tell us a little more about what's going on there, you know, because one of the things you work with DSC and a lot of what you do is work with kids who need help, who have developmental issues. Are there going to be things for families to bring those kids to this event?
Absolutely. Again, this is another area where we're kind of adding on to. This year, we're going to have a bounce house, which is always a big draw for kiddos. I mentioned the cookie decorating. There will still be balloon making. There's going to be face painting. Really a cool thing, they've made a soccer wall. Akeem von Bodman, one of the people that actually, one of the two individuals that brought this to us, he has made a soccer wall. So if you can kind of imagine the piece of wood with a different size holes through it, so kids can kind of kick a soccer ball to see if they can get it through the hole, and then they'll get lots of prizes for fun. And then they're having their special drink, which is a root beer float.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
That's my favorite. I'd want to go over there.
I agree. And it comes in a commemorative CU Oktoberfest mug. So they'll be able to take it home. So it should be a lot of fun for the kids.
So what is the appropriate attire to wear to an Oktoberfest? Should I bust out my lederhosen?
Such a good question. yes, dirndl and lederhosen are the two things that you want to wear. Sometimes when I say dirndls to women, they kind of wrinkle their nose because I think sometimes we think of the dirndls that might be kind of more of a cocktail dirndl. Well, let me just tell you, the authentic ones are not, and they're a lot of fun to wear. So I encourage everybody that is comfortable to do that. Every year we have seen an increase also in the amount of people that are getting really into it. We sell the hats that you often see it. That's
with a pheasant feather in the top.
Exactly. So those will be available for $5 so people can come and add that to their little repertoire of what they have come dressed as.
So could you talk a little bit about kind of the cultural history of Oktoberfest? I mean, it's a German event, and obviously it's centered on food and beer and I don't know, being together, right? But do you know anything about kind of why October as opposed to another month to have this kind of festival?
Oh, that is such a fantastic question. And sitting alongside Akeem, listening to him talk about this, I will do not as good of a job as he will, but you'll get the gist of it. So it actually is a time when there was a marriage of a king and a queen. I believe it was king and queen. Royalty, for sure, in Germany. And they wanted to have a wedding, and the wedding celebration is what is actually Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. And it's, they were originally going to do, be married in October, but with the weather, they kept moving it back. So really, the real authentic Germans that live in our community have come up to us each year and said, why is this in October? Because the authentic Oktoberfest is actually in September. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that is nice for us in this community, let's face it, we are here and the U of I is a huge force in our community. So we really look at the football schedule and work around
that.
Yeah.
We all do.
We all have to. You're exactly right. And it allows people to enjoy everything that this community has to offer. So it is in October for us for that. But really, it starts in September in Germany and goes through just the very first week of October. So we are really after October season. And blessing of that is we get some really cool bands in this area that we wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
Do the band, I'm assuming polka bands are high demand for the month of September?
They really are. And like the Polkaholics and Die Musikmeisters that are both coming from Chicago area, those bands are booked months and years out. Mm-hmm. So the likelihood that we could get them during a September timeframe would be really slim to none. The Bulls and Beer Band is a newer band, but they're from Nebraska. And I'm telling you what, guys, they have just taken off. So I do think we would have a hard time getting the really music that we have if we were trying to do it and competing with really large venues that have been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we're lucking out maybe on weather too. It's been a beautiful week so far. Let's cross our fingers.
Yeah, that's, you know, we have had whatever you want to say, karma, whatever has surrounded us, and we're gonna keep hoping that's the case.
Could you talk a little bit? So you were discussing kind of the timeline for booking bands. Like, what are the other parts of the process for planning a major community event like this?
Oh, that's a really good question too. You know, let's just kind of start from this year. So we'll start and finish the event on October 10th. Really by the end of October, one thing we start doing as the group that is planning this is we reach out to our vendors and start asking them what went well for you, what didn't go well, how could we help this event run smoother, how could things go better for you, what would you like to see changed, what would you like to see added, and really start listening to, you know, you have to stop to think. These people that are vendors do this much more often than we do. They're at festivals on a regular basis. This is our one time of the year. So really listening to them helps us grow and learn. So we start that up at right after the event. Mm-hmm. Really then by January, we're starting to meet and start developing what is our sponsorship opportunities going to look like this year. Are there things we want to change, enhance, and that sort of thing? And then we start that whole process. But by March, we are really working hard already at making sure things are in place and we're getting those sponsorships in place and that we start all the licensing parts of it, that, you know, all the memorandums of understanding that have to be in place with us in the city, with us and the Illinois Liquor Commission, mm-hmm. with us and our vendors. There's a lot that goes into it. And one thing I will say about Developmental Services Center, as well as both Akeem and Eric, we are not last minute people. We don't do well last minute. So we like to have things done as soon as they can be done so things can run as smoothly and honestly make it less stressful for all
that's
of us.
That's the
involved.
German sensibility,
yeah,
too,
that's,
right?
That's perfectly German.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
I think it's interesting to hear about those processes because I think sometimes for community members attending an event on one day or something, it's hard to imagine how much work community members put into making something like that happen. Could you talk a little bit? So I know that the proceeds of this event benefit DSC. So could you talk a little bit about what kinds of services attending this event supports? And then also sort of how this kind of unlikely pairing of DSC and Oktoberfest came to be. Because it's not the first kind of event I think about when I think about Oktoberfest, you know, or vice versa.
Right. So, yeah. You're exactly right. I'll actually maybe start with that. Because Eric and Akeem are the ones that, before we came on air, we were kind of chatting a little bit about their influences for that and how it did come about and match with DSC. And these two gentlemen are both very, very community minded, and they they have a love for this. Akeem is German. He is from Germany. And so they wanted to see how could this, how is there that there are these great festivals all over the state and all over the country and not in Champaign-Urbana? So they wanted to really bring that. But being focus-minded for the community that they are, they said, let's make it a charitable event as well. So they approached us. I think we have one of the benefits of being one of the larger organizations in the community that have some of the staff that can actually pull something like this together and pull it off. So that's kind of how that marriage came together. As far as the way that it supports us, you know, we are a not-for-profit agency that does rely to some extent on state funding. And I think there's not a one of your listeners that don't know what that means for us in the state. It's really, really challenging. Mm-hmm. So this not only brings awareness to DSC, but more importantly, it helps us to fill those gaps. And I think, you know, as an organization that has their hand out frequently saying, you know what, we are here, we provide lots of great services, and we'll talk about that. But it really makes us feel good to be able to give back to the community in this way and say, come with us, have a good time, you know, join these folks that brought this to make it a really community event where we can celebrate Champaign-Urbana.
Well, and the issues that you deal with are often those that cause trauma or difficulties in family life, and to have a really fun event that you can bring your family to, that you can bring your wife, your kids, you know, whoever you're dealing with, and have fun and become more aware of this issue as well. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing in the community as well.
Well, thank you for that. Kind of my elevator speech, you asked specifically what we do. We serve children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. So for people that might be out there thinking, okay, it could be Down syndrome, it could be just intellectual disability. Sometimes we don't know why things happen.
Right.
It could be cerebral palsy, autism, Asperger's, fetal alcohol syndrome. I mean, some of the things that we don't always necessarily think of. And you know what, guys, sometimes life just happens, and sometimes we don't know what causes them, but what we want parents and families to feel in this community is that they're not alone.
Well, we had a surprise celebrity guest walk into the studio here, Eric Robeson, who's one of the creative minds behind Oktoberfest. Eric,
yes.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about how you dreamed up this wonderful community event?
Well, did we dream it up?
Assuming it was a beery haze of some kind.
Well, you know what? First of all, I walked in at this incredible time when Janice was giving me all these accolades, of course.
it's the perfect time.
Yeah, absolutely, which was great. But you know what? It was something that we're Akeem von Bodman, who I know you've been talking about earlier. He and I, buddies for a long time, he lived up in Chicago. He's from Germany, as Janice said. And we would go up to the German-American Festival up at Lincoln Square in Chicago. And that was a lot of fun. And it was like, well, why can't we do this in Champaign? And pretty soon it was like, well, why can't we? It seemed like a good idea. So he and I traveled over to Munich for some real hardcore research. It was grueling, and you know what?
Somebody had to do it.
Absolutely.
You have to get out
absolutely.
The notepads. And
I do recommend it to anybody that can make it over there. But it was something that, you know, we were highly convinced once we took that trip. And I heard Janice talking about, for the most part, that, you know, how we approach them, but really what a fantastic organization to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been great. It's been great.
Are you going to be wearing your Lederhosen to this
absolutely.
Year's?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely I will. Absolutely I will. Yeah, and, you know, Akeem has them as well, and we recommend, you know, if anybody can get into the spirit and wear that, it's fantastic to do so.
So, of course, this year's event hasn't even happened yet, but are there ways that you're thinking about ahead to next year already in terms of expansion or continuation?
She knows the questions.
Yeah, we actually are. We absolutely are. I don't know if we, I mean, are we, are these going to be surprises, Janice, or should we kind of spring it?
You heard it here first.
Yeah, exactly, on WEFT.
It's up to you.
You know what, we are looking at things to do to expand it, always expand it, because really this is a great fall festival that has so many directions in which it can expand. And people have given us ideas all over the place about what we can possibly do to expand this festival. And we're just, they're all on the drawing board right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of write them up on the wall and see what's going to be feasible. And I think we will have some more things next year. I'm going to leave it as a mystery at this point.
That's a good thing. Leave people hanging.
Yeah.
More Stein and bigger Steins, I'm hoping.
We have two Steins this year.
We have boot Steins. We have some other. We have a variety of Steins this year that you can choose from.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eric and Janice, thank you so much for stopping by the studio to talk about the third annual Oktoberfest, which is happening October 10th from 3 to midnight.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I hope your next week isn't too crazy in your planning.
Well, definitely come on out, because you're going to have a blast when you do.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, you have been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local. Arts, culture, food and drink, music, opinion, tech, and more. And hey, maybe you are feeling like you'd like more friends, you'd like to have something to do with your volunteer time, you'd like your hair to look better, something like that. If so, maybe you should volunteer at WEFT. You can do that. You can have your own radio show. It would be crazy. The training dates to be a WEFT airshifter are coming up on October 15th. There's only training 3 times a year, and so now's a good time to jump on it. And to take us out, we are going to get a little crazy, and we're going to listen to Figure play Destiny Awaits. They are playing at Canopy tonight at 10 p.m., so you should go check them out. Have a good weekend.